News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison is back, and Allison has a campaign update.
Yeah, so a lot of people will think that we're getting close to the end of campaign now, and while the focus is kind of, you know, December's kind of the last of the big focus, but campaign will really ultimately run through March, so we still have a lot of work to do, but we've had a lot of work done. We've had over 60 campaigns that have been completed. That means 60 employers in our region have held workplace campaigns, allowing their employees the opportunity to make a contribution to United Way. We've only gotten about 21% of those reports in, so it's still very early. We don't have reports on all of those campaigns yet, but already we're almost to $250,000 that have been pledged so far. Our goal again is $800,000, so we're at about 30% of our goal right now. But we have 31 campaigns currently in progress, and still another 20 to 25 yet to start. We've got some companies that wait till right after the new year to do their campaign, so it just kind of depends each year.
Of the 21 that have reported, what does it look like compared to past years?
You know, we have some great information that we've got some campaigns that are up, some campaigns that are down. A couple areas of note, we have about 8 brand new campaigns. So these are businesses that haven't otherwise been involved with United Way. Keller Williams recently, just a couple weeks ago, they had the big pie event where they were being pied in the face, some of the brokers. So that was brand new to us. We haven't worked with Keller Williams previously. One of our loaned executives is a Keller Williams realtor, Amber Cox. And so she introduced us to that relationship and got that going. Our partner agencies, each year we ask our partner agencies to hold a workplace campaign for their employees. Every one of our partners that has done a campaign has come in over goal of what it was. So it just shows that they believe in what we're doing as well, that they're extending this opportunity to their employees to give to United Way as well. Yes, a part of what their employees give to United Way does come back to them, but it's about something bigger than that. It's about working together and working collectively to support these 20 organizations and to support our community and to build a stronger community. So it's kind of a neat thing. We have some campaigns that are down a little bit for a variety of different reasons, and that's kind of ebbs and flows every year. We always have some that are up. We always have some that are down. We have some that have made larger corporate gifts, some that haven't done as big a corporate gift. It kind of depends company to company. Overall, I think we're a little bit ahead of where we were this time last year, which is always good. Makes for a little bit more restful sleep for us on the inside. But it's still very early. SECC did wrap up. We don't have all of our results from that. That's the state employee charitable campaign. So Texas A&M University, A&M System, and then all of our state agencies. We don't have all of our results right now. We are sitting at about $530,000 there, which is about 88% of our $600,000 campaign, but we don't have Texas Department of Criminal Justice reports yet, and A&M and A&M System is not complete quite yet either. Their reports are still coming in. So we'll still have some more come in here through January before we know final results on all of that as well.
And I want to go back to the community campaign and go back to emphasize that there's still time to have an employer campaign.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to be out at Scott and White this Friday because theirs is going on, where we're going to be setting up a table to just visit with their employees. So we'd be happy to do that in any business here in town. If you would like to learn a little bit more about United Way, United Way is about creating a measurable impact in our community, making it a better place to live and work. I think every business has a stake in seeing this community be as successful as possible. And United Way wants to be a part of that as well. We work on education, financial stability, and health. They're the building blocks to a good quality of life. And businesses that believe in wanting to invest in those areas, United Way is a great opportunity to do that. We don't work alone. We can't do it alone. No one person has the answers. No one person has all the money to fix the problems that we face. But we can do a little bit of something when we all work together. You know, it's just about everyone doing their part to make a better community. And so that's what United Way wants to be about.
Also, back to the employer campaigns, in the respect that those who weren't able to make a contribution during their employer campaign, but for whatever reason could, that's my segue into they can join those who are retired or otherwise are not employed and can still contribute.
Yeah, we just sent out a big mailing in the last couple of weeks. It went out last week, I believe, to our retirees. So people that may have worked for employers who have had workplace campaigns but are now retired, and so they don't, you can still make a gift. We sent out information on that. If you did not receive one of those letters, call our office. We'd be happy to send you one. Or you can go on our website, uwbv.org. Just click donate. You can go through Facebook. There's a donate tab on Facebook that'll take you directly to our website. Or you can text your gift. You can text one word, Stronger United, to the number 41444, and you can make your contribution that way. We try to make it really easy. You can do it the old school way and come by our office or drop it in the mail. Our address is on our website. You can call us and we can give you all of our information, 696-4483. As we're coming close to the end of this year, this is a time when a lot of people sit back and they reflect on, you know, what contributions they want to make as their kind of end of year contributions, what they've been thankful for, how they've been blessed, and how they want to give that to others. And this is a great time to sit back and say, you know, I've had a good year. I want to make sure that other people have a good year too. So please think of us.
And that's our update this week from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Now, Allison Prince with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.